Blog Talk Radio.
For the CIMC Music Show with your host, Jason Cuban.
Welcome to the CIMC Music Show. I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and tonight's episode is a very special one. It's titled The Unconstitutional Police Checkpoints. Now, tonight we're going to be discussing the checkpoints conducted by the police and their implications to freedom. Join us tonight live because we're going to be talking with our special guest, Richard Storita, who is the founder of Stand Up For Your Rights. And he's going to be here with us this evening, lending us his input and commentary on the unconstitutional checkpoints. Richard is a activist who focuses his efforts into helping people learn more about what their rights as an American are and how you can go about invoking those rights. So please join me in welcoming Richard to the show. Richard, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you tonight, Jason?
Oh, I'm doing really well. Welcome to the CIMC Music Show. First of all, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule and your day to get on here. I know it's late in the evening, but, you know, we really appreciate it. I want to just real quick have you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a 51-year-old powder coat technician. I have a 15-month-old baby boy that I enjoy every moment I get with him. I work hard, and I do a lot of research on the Internet.
Okay, now what made you decide to become an activist and help people learn how to stand up for their rights?
I would guess I have had experiences with law enforcement that weren't good, as well as positive experiences with law enforcement officers. I just see a lot of people not understanding what their rights are, and yet people need to be aware.
Absolutely. Now, you have constructed an online web presence to help bring about your services and your awareness to people. Let's talk about that. That's Stand Up For Your Rights, a Facebook group. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm an avid learner and a fairly decent teacher. I want people to be informed of their rights. I believe that our government is getting to the point where it's too corrupt and we need to fix it. The Constitution and the Declaration of Independence plainly state that it is our duty to make our government do what they're supposed to do.
I agree with you 100% there. Just want to take a quick moment. If you would like to join in this conversation tonight, ask some questions or lend your input, give us a call here at the studio. The number is 626-213-5713. Again, that's 626-213-5713. Okay, getting back to the Stand Up For Your Rights Facebook group. This is a relatively new group, and already I've noticed that you've been posting things like the Declaration of Independence. I think I saw one there. You have a flyer, though. This is an important one I want to point out. You have a flyer that you posted up on the site there to help people deal with some of these police checkpoints. Let's talk a little bit about that. What can you tell me about the flyer and how that can help the people in the community?
Well, it's a simple flyer. You post it on your window when you approach a police checkpoint. It simply states that you are aware of your Fourth Amendment rights, which is basically the right to not be subject to illegal search and seizure. There are a few things on the flyer that I created that involve some cases in other states and other parts of the country that would make a law enforcement officer think twice about busting your window out or something. If you post this flyer in your window with your license, registration, and proof of insurance, you don't have to roll your window down. You don't have to talk to them. You have the right to remain silent. They can do nothing more than wave you through. And if they attempt any other action against you, you certainly would be in the swing of a lawsuit against the organization or agency that required you or forced you to do something against your will, violating your Fourth Amendment right.
Now, you had posted a video on the Spot a Cop group. For those who aren't aware, Spot a Cop is a local member-driven real-time alert system where we post things like police checkpoints, radar speed traps, missing persons, amber alerts, stolen merchandise, stolen vehicles, lost pets, etc. Now, on that group on Facebook, you posted a video, I believe it was, about a checkpoint that you saw over the St. Patrick's Day holiday week, or holiday itself. Is that right?
Actually, I shared the video. It was posted by another individual, but I shared that video and explained to people that it was an illegal roadblock and that they should avoid it.
Okay. Now, let me get your take on why you feel that police checkpoints are unconstitutional.
Well, I mean, I understand that there is a problem with drinking and driving there and or driving under the influence of any substance that has gotten out of hand. I get that, but you got to consider the 100. That's 1 out of 100 maybe. So the other 100 law-abiding citizens that are just trying to go somewhere. And really, in today's time, you don't have time to mess around spending 10 or 15 minutes at a road check when you're not doing anything wrong.
Right. Now, for dealing with the police at a checkpoint or even a roadside interrogation when you pulled over, there is a section on the Spot a Cop site I'd like to.
Uh-oh. Oh, I lost my audio. Hello, Jason. Can you hear me? Okay, I think we're having a little technical difficulties. Jason is trying to get back on. Well, I guess as you guys know, we're here to help. We're here to inform the public of what the rights are and how you go about making sure that you're not being violated. The Fourth Amendment is a very important amendment to protect us against corrupt agencies and our society, which has allowed this to go on for so long, is just to turn their head to it and not understanding that our government is doing the wrong thing. All right. I guess we're getting ready to go to a short commercial break, and Jason and I will hopefully be back with you all in just a moment.
Is your computer running slow, full of viruses, or locking up? Well, call ComStar Computers at 540-435-1126, and they'll have you up and running in no time. ComStar Computers offers a full range of computer services and proudly serves the Shenandoah Valley. You can check them out online at www.comstarcomputers.com. ComStar Computers, 540-435-1126. At ComStar, they're not number one, you are. Rockingham Aquatic Specialty is your number one spot for aquatic life and accessories. www.rasaquatics.onefreecart.com. That's the number one, freecart.com. Rockingham Aquatic Specialty, serving your aquarium needs.
With love you give, I'll be. In love you live, I'll make a stand, I won't break. I'll be the rock you can build on. Be there when you're old, to have and to hold. When there's love inside, I swear I'll always be strong. But there's a reason why, I'll prove to you we belong. I'll be the wall that protects you. Oh, the wind and the rain, the hurt and the pain. Yeah! Let's make it all for one and all for love. Let the one you hold be the one you want, the one you need. When it's all for one, it's one for all.
Facebook has become a popular outlet for selling merchandise online, but how can you protect yourself from bad buyers or sellers? Well, check out Buyers Sellers Wall of Shame for Page in Rockingham County and surrounding areas. It's a Facebook group where you can go and research people that you may be buying from or selling to. Never get caught again in a bad deal. At the Buyers Sellers Wall of Shame for Page in Rockingham County and surrounding areas, only on Facebook.
We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. When traversing the universe, we always be sure to check Spider-Cop to make sure the Federation isn't out there seeking to stop us from assimilating you. Spider-Cop on Facebook. Do we want to get right?
All right, welcome back to the show. I need to apologize. We did have a little bit of technical difficulty, but we are back, and we are talking with Mr. Richard Starita, sorry about that, Richard, from Stand Up
That's
For
right.
Your Right. We left off talking about what people can do to help protect themselves in a roadside interrogation or a checkpoint. What advice do you have for people who find themselves in that situation?
Well, to be safe in that situation, you don't really have a lot of choice but to comply, except for the fact that you do not have to roll your window down. You can place your identification and documents in the window, and that's all they need. They don't need to speak to you. You don't have to speak to them. Exercise your right to remain silent. It's the best thing to do. Because just in case you are one of those that has been sipping a little bit on the road or just came from a party or whatever, as soon as you roll down that window, they can say, I smell alcohol, and they got you pulled over to the side. So keep your window up. If you want a copy of the flyer, I'll have it loaded up on the Stand Up For Your Rights Facebook group. You can get it there, or you can message me on Facebook, and I'll send it to your email, however you want to get it. It's a really good flyer. It's very explanatory to the officers about your rights.
Now, there's a reason why people like yourself and me, why we do this type of thing where we're activists, and it's because people need to understand that our country has slowly over the course of time fallen prey to a corrupt government that has been taking rights away from the citizens for quite a long time. One of the biggest things that happened was the Patriot Act, which gave up a lot of our rights, and one of them being the right to privacy. A lot of our privacy has been, I would say, compromised, to put it lightly. Now, we invited Harrisonburg Police Department to join us tonight on the show, but so far they've declined to come on the show, because I would like to ask them why they feel the need to justify these checkpoints. Let me give you just a quick story about how SpotaCop started. It was in 2013. One evening I was traveling on Vine Street in Harrisonburg when we approached a checkpoint. Now, I was completely in the wrong. The vehicle I was driving did not have valid tags on it. They had actually expired the day before. So they had a right to pull me to the side. But what got me was there was about 20 to 25 cops there operating this checkpoint. And there was no police patrolling our city. And that was the first problem I had. Now, it was called a sobriety checkpoint. This is supposed to be why they're doing them, and it's to help keep people safe. But when we got to court, there was standing room only. There were 215 people there to be seen by the judge for whatever their violations were. Not a single one was for a DUI offense. It was all for finable offenses. And that made me realize that these checkpoints aren't there for your safety. It's there to generate revenue for the government, generate revenue for the police departments, and things of that nature. So it became clear to me that, you know, we as the community needed to start taking our community back from these people who have handled it irresponsibly, and hence that was the birth of SpotaCop. So that's why SpotaCop is here. So I invite you, the listener, to join SpotaCop and be part of the solution, help come together with your community. And while you're at it, head over to Stand Up For Your Rights over at Facebook. That is a Facebook group. And join that group, because you are going to learn and encounter a plethora of knowledge on how to flex your rights. And again, that's the most important thing. I really don't know what to say more than I appreciate the fact that Richard here has taken that initiative to start Stand Up For Your Rights. If you could give one solid piece of information to people, what do you think the most important thing right now for them to know is?
I think it falls back on a post that I put on my group, Stand Up For Your Rights. It says, the secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. Let's get together, guys. Let's get together as a force to be reckoned with, and let our government know that we want something to change. Let's build the new. Let's focus on building the new and not worry about fighting against the old.
That's good advice there. I'm going to read off what the group description is here at Stand Up For Your Rights. I'm over at the group right now. I'm looking at it on the computer. If you guys want to know what the actual group link is, it's facebook.com/98223527853501. I'm going to give it to you again. Facebook.com/groups, that's plural, /98223527853501. Now, the group has a description, and I'm going to read this because it is very relevant to what we're talking about tonight. It reads as follows. Every so often in our nation's history, the people have stood up in the face of tyranny and brought about change. From the Declaration of Independence, the Revolutionary War, civil rights, all the way up to now, Now is the time. We are being called upon again to bring.
This stand nation. I think I'm losing you, Jason.
Nope, I'm sorry. Let me back up just a little bit. Let's see here. In the police state of America, it is time for we the people to stand up for our rights and send a clear message to the government that we will not tolerate our rights being stripped away or infringed upon without a fight. Join us as we stand as one to combat the death grip that has engulfed our great country. That is the essence of stand up for your rights, and it is a message that everybody needs to know, needs to hear, and needs to understand, because it starts with each person standing together with the next. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I agree 100%. That's it's a great description. I do want to let the people know that you were involved in the making of it. You wrote it. It's very well written, and it certainly gets to the point.
Now, I appreciate you giving me the kudos there. You are also on Spot a Cop. You're an activist there, too, so you're definitely still trying to help out the community by being actively on the ground there and keeping people posted as to what's going on that you see, so I appreciate that. Again, we have a couple minutes left in the show. If you're listening and you'd like to call in, the number to call in is 626-213-5713. Again, 626-213-5713. And we'll put you live on the air with myself and Richard Storita. Am I saying your last name right?
Yeah, you got it perfect.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Okay, now, one last thing I would like to point out is over there on the Spot a Cop page, and I'm going to make sure this gets over on Stand Up for Your Rights, there is another flyer that helps you know what certain rights are, what questions are being asked of you, which are probing questions, trick questions, things that will trick you into giving up certain rights. We're going to get that over there on the Stand Up for Your Rights group as well. Just want to point out one more time, go to Facebook and under the search bar type in Stand Up for Your Rights. That'll take you over to Richard's Facebook group, and you can also check us out at Spot a Cop. Would like to let you know that if you live in Lynchburg or Southern Virginia, we now have a new Spot a Cop chapter that just opened up today. That's Spot a Cop of Southern Virginia. Richard, we got about a minute left in the show. Would you like to say anything or give a shout out to anyone before we go?
Well, I would just like to express my gratitude to you and the help you've given me in getting this thing going. I really appreciate you, and I've been following you for a couple of years now. I joined Spot a Cop as soon as it started. I just really, really enjoy your presence.
Oh, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Richard Storita, Stand Up for Your Rights. You can check this episode out on demand at blogtalkradio.com/CIMC. It's Unconstitutional Police Checkpoint. Thank Mr. Storita for joining us.
You're welcome. I hope everybody has a great